We're going to turn now to a developing story. Prominent Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi has been missing for days. Now the Washington Post is reporting that he was killed in the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. According to the Post, Turkish investigators say the murder was carried out by a 15-member team from Saudi Arabia and was pre-planned. Jamal Khashoggi writes for the Washington Post's Global Opinion section. In a moment, we'll hear from Karen Atiyah, Global Opinion's editor at the Post. But first, I'm going to play a bit of our conversation with Jamal Khashoggi back in May, after the Saudi government, led by Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, cracked down on activists.
I think the message he's sending to all of us in Saudi Arabia, that I don't allow any form of activism, even if you agree with me, I am the reformer, I am the giver, and I am the one who will lead this country to the future, and I don't need anybody's help.
Is it possible that this is reflective of some kind of a power struggle?
No. No, the power struggle is over. He's totally in control, and he has no one to challenge his rules.
And the Washington Post, Karen Atiyah, is with us now. Ms. Atiyah, thank you so much for speaking with us. I'm sorry about why we're talking, but thank you for coming.
Thank you for having me.
What has Turkey said about what happened to Mr. Khashoggi?
Indeed, we're going off of what Turkish sources have been telling reporters. Since Jamal went missing, Turkey has pretty much consistently said that they believe he was still in the consulate. Today, the news is that they believe that Jamal was killed in the consulate. The Turkish authorities also said today that they know a diplomatic plane carrying a team of 15 or so Saudi officials came in on Tuesday, the same day that Jamal entered the consulate and left that day.
Do we know why Mr. Khashoggi was at the consulate?
Yeah, we know that he was there to marry his fiance. He had gone to the consulate the previous Friday, actually, to file some papers in order to get properly married. His fiance is Turkish. He was told to leave and come back the following week. And when he came back on Tuesday, he never came out. His fiance has told reporters that she waited out there for 12 hours, and he never came out.
How has Saudi Arabia responded to or explained his disappearance?
So far, the Saudis have denied holding him. They said he left the consulate. I'm sorry. They said that he left outside a back door, but they have not provided any evidence for that. No cameras, no nothing. So far, the official line is that he left the consulate and disappeared.
And before we conclude, could you just remind us why Mr. Khashoggi was in self-imposed exile from Saudi Arabia? Could you just remind us about why that is?
What people need to know and understand that Khashoggi has been almost a household name in Saudi Arabia for almost 30 years. He, in fact, used to be a royal advisor to the royal family. With the increasing crackdowns on dissent, he saw a lot of his friends and associates rounded up. And so he fled to avoid that fate for himself. And so, yes, so with the Post, he was writing, you know, critical pieces about Mohammed bin Salman and about the Saudi authorities. However, he never wanted to be this dissident. He really honestly loved Saudi Arabia. He really honestly, in some of his pieces, even took on an advisor role and felt that MBS should take the right path and do the right thing to set his country back on track. I think he honestly believed that.
That is Karen Atiyah, Global Opinions Editor at The Washington Post. Karen Atiyah, thank you so much for talking with us, and we'll keep a good thought.
Thank you so much.